Unit 9. By the time I got outside, the bus had already left. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and match the sentence parts.
Tina, you look stressed out.
I am. I had a bad morning.
Really? What happened?
Well, first of all, I overslept. By the time I got up, my brother had already gotten in the shower.
Oh, what a pain.
So after he got out of the shower, I took a quick shower and got dressed. But by the time I went outside, the bus had already left.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So I ran all the way to school. But when I got to school, I realized I had left my backpack at home.
No wonder you look stressed out.
Activity 2A. Listen to Tina continue her story. Number the pictures 1 through 4 in the correct order.
So then what did you do, Tina?
Well, I ran home to get my backpack. But when I got home, I realized I had left my keys in the backpack.
You're kidding.
So, I ran back to school without my keys or my backpack. And by the time I got back to school, the bell had rung.
Oh, no.
And by the time I walked into class, the teacher had started teaching already. She asked for our homework, but of course I didn't have it.
Activity 2B. Fill in the blanks with the correct verb forms. Then listen again and check your answers.
So then what did you do, Tina?
Well, I ran home to get my backpack. But when I realized I had left my keys in the backpack.
You're kidding.
So, I ran back to school without my keys or my backpack. And by the time I got back to school, the bell had rung.
Oh, no.
And by the time I walked into class, the teacher had started teaching already. She asked for our homework, but of course I didn't have it.
3A. Read the story and write the events in the correct order. I've never been late for school, but yesterday I came very close. My alarm clock didn't go off, and by the time I woke up, my father had already gone into the bathroom, and I had to wait for him to come out. I had to really rush. I took a quick shower and had some breakfast, and then ran off to the bus stop. Unfortunately, by the time I got there, the bus had already... I started walking, but I knew I couldn't get to school on time. Luckily, my friend Tony and his dad came by in his dad's car, and they gave me a ride. I got to school, the final bell was ringing. I only just made it to my class.
Section B. Activity 2A. Dave, Nick, and Joe are talking about April Fool's Day. And write him under his picture.
Have you ever been an April Fool, Dave?
Yes, I have. A friend once invited me to a costume party. When I got there, I found that he had fooled me. It wasn't a costume party. I was the only person wearing a costume. I was really embarrassed. How about you, Nick?
Well, last April Fool's Day, when my alarm went off, I got up, took a shower, got dressed, and went to school. But when I got there, the school was empty. I was the only one there. After an hour, the other kids showed up, and I realized that my brother had fooled me.
He had?
Uh-huh. He had changed the clock to an hour earlier. What happened to you on April Fool's Day, Joe?
Well, I was sick last April 1st. My friend called me and told me we had a math test the next day. By the time I got to math class, I was exhausted because I had stayed up all night studying. Then I found out that my friend had fooled me. We didn't have a test at all.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Who says each of the phrases below? Write D for Dave, N for Nick, and J for Joe.
Have you ever been an April Fool, Dave?
Yes, I have. A friend once invited me to a costume party. When I got there, I found that he had fooled me. It wasn't a costume party. I was the only person wearing a costume. I was really embarrassed. How about you, Nick?
Well, last April Fool's Day, when my alarm went off, I got up, took a shower, got dressed, and went to school. But when I got there, the school was empty. I was the only one there. After an hour, the other kids showed up, and I realized that my brother had fooled me.
He had?
Uh-huh. He had changed the clock to an hour earlier. What happened to you on April Fool's Day, Joe?
Well, I was sick last April 1st. My friend called me and told me we had a math test the next day. By the time I got to math class, I was exhausted because I had stayed up all night studying. Then I found out that my friend had fooled me. We didn't have a test at all.
3A. Which of these stories is the most believable? Why? Which is the least believable? Why? Would you be fooled by any of the stories? In 1938, a radio program by actor Orson Welles announced that aliens from Mars had landed on the Earth. He described where they had landed and told how they were moving across the United States. Welles was so convincing that hundreds of people believed the story, and panic set off across the whole country. By the time the authorities revealed that the story was a hoax, thousands of people had fled from their homes.
One April Fool's Day, a reporter in England announced that there would be no more spaghetti because the spaghetti farmers in Italy had stopped growing spaghetti. Many people ran to their local supermarket to buy as much spaghetti as they could. By the time people realized that the story was a hoax, all of the spaghetti across the country had been bought.
A famous TV star once invited his girlfriend onto his show on April Fool's Day. He asked her to marry him. She was thrilled because she really wanted to get married. However, when she said yes, he replied, "April Fool." That little joke didn't have a very happy ending. The TV star lost both his girlfriend and his show. Reading. Changing English. Today, 1 in 4 people, or 1/4 of the world's population, uses English. And as many as 1 billion people are learning it. The world's 375 million native speakers from Canada to New Zealand feel lucky. They already know the language everyone wants to learn. New types of English are common wherever English is spoken. Singaporeans speak Singlish, their mixture of Chinese and English. For example, to ask, "Where are you going?" they mix English words with Chinese grammar. "You go where?" In India, many people speak Hinglish, a mixture of Hindi and English. When you go to Egypt, people always say, "Welcome in Egypt." Even Egyptian English language teachers say this instead of, "Welcome to Egypt." Why do they say this? It's an example of how English changes over time and from place to place. Using "in" after "welcome" is normal in Egypt, but it sounds strange to native English speakers. Languages are always changing. 100 years ago, German was the most popular language for science. Scientists had to learn German to read the latest information in science books. But by 1950, American inventions and ideas had helped to make English more popular. Some language teachers believe that if China begins to develop important technologies, such as new types of computers, then Chinese might become the language every scientist wants to learn. Already, many business people are learning Chinese to help them do business in China. Some native speakers may not like the changes to their language. It might be difficult to understand what new English speakers are saying. Native English speakers often have problems when they go to other English-speaking countries. In South Africa, for example, when you ask for street directions, you might hear, "Turn right at the next robot." What does this mean? Robot is the South African English word for traffic light. The South African dictionary has 10,000 words that are not found elsewhere in the world. Another thing native English speakers may not like is the competition for jobs. A person who speaks English as a second language has two very significant skills: speaking English and speaking their own native language. When two people try for the same position, the one with two languages will often be the one who gets the job.
Words and expressions in Unit 9.
Oversleep.
Bell.
Ring.
Go off.
Rush.
Run off.
On time.
Give somebody a ride.
Lock.
Break down.
Costume.
Show up.
Exhausted.
Embarrassed.
Empty.
Fool.
April Fool's Day.
Announce.
Describe.
Convince.
Panic.
Set off.
Authority.
Reveal.
Hoax.
Flee. Fled.
Spaghetti.
Girlfriend.
Show.
Marry.
Thrill.
Get married.
Reply.
Ending. Reading.
Quarter.
Population.
Native.
Speaker.
Wherever.
Singaporean.
India.
Hindi.
German.
Invention.
Business.
Light.
Traffic light.
Significant.
Position.
Control.
Intersection.